This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Trump, and more Trump. The news is all about Trump today. Trump tells congressional Democrats it's over and hits Biden's very dumb statement. In an interview on Fox News, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for USA Radio Newsmax TV. And I'd like to thank, first of all, the sponsor of not just this segment, but the title sponsor of the entire show. Also the sponsor of my TV show as well, Fordham Resources. I am known as the capitalist evangelist for a reason. I love opportunities to make money. And Fordham is publicly traded, which means, in layman's terms, they're a stock, which means you can buy their stock, which means you can make money as they make money. You can also lose money as they lose money, by the way. Stocks go up and stocks go down, but this one has one hell of a story. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent per share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham owns the rights to 180 square miles City of Gold mining property. 180 square miles is the size of 9 times bigger than Manhattan, New York. Fordham is traded on 2 global exchanges. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. It is stock. You have a chance to buy it. You have a chance to get in on it. FordhamResources.com. Go check them out. Make your decision for yourself. Fordham Resources. F-O-R-T-E-M Resources.com. So Trump sat down with Fox News today for a wide-ranging interview in the White House, and he told Fox News that the White House has lost patience with congressional Democrats and forcefully dismissed their efforts to subpoena former White House counsel Don McGahn and other administration officials to testify. Trump said they testified for many hours, all of them. I would say it's done. Nobody's ever done what I've done. I've given total transparency. It's never happened before like this. They shouldn't be looking anymore. It's done. He added in a shot at the total cost of special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe, even my finances, it must have been looked at for $35 million. I assume they looked at my taxes. I assume Mueller looked at my financial statements for $35 million, having 20 people, 49 FBI agents, and all the staff and all the money they spent. I assume they looked at my taxes, which are fine, except they're under audit, by the way. Trump added he expected that key FBI documents that may shed light on the origins of the Bureau's probe into his campaign could be declassified and released within a matter of weeks. Trump previously told Fox News he'd order the materials to be revealed. Asked about New York Attorney General Letitia James' ongoing efforts to investigate him on multiple fronts, Trump dismissed the probes as partisan stunts. Can you imagine someone campaigning? She doesn't know anything about me. She's campaigning on that fact. They've gone through everything, my taxes, my financial statements, which are phenomenal, and I'm so clean. Think of it. After 2.5 years and all that money spent, nothing. Very few people could have sustained that. White House contenders Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, Trump said, remain his most likely opponents in 2020. I'd be very happy if it were Biden, Sleepy Joe. I think he did a bad job. I just don't think he's a very good candidate. I mean, we'll see what happens. I wish him well. I'd like to get it. I'd like him to get it. I'd be happy with Bernie. I personally think it's between those two. I don't see anybody else, but could be. You never know. Biden expressed his lack of concern over China as a global competitor to the U.S. at a rally on Wednesday, prompting a grim response from Senator Mitt Romney. China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man, Biden exclaimed. The fact they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, I mean in the west, they can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. They're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us. Reacting to those remarks, Trump said Biden was among many politicians naive over China. For someone to be so naive and say China's not a problem, if Biden actually said that, that's a very dumb statement. Huh. Interesting. Interesting. In any case, Trump does not fear Biden. I don't think Trump fears anybody. You heard the CNN report out today. I talked about it in my first hour today on the radio. the fact that Trump, at this moment in time, has the highest economic numbers ever. And I don't think Biden can get through a Democratic primary. Neither does Trump. Trump believes Joe Biden faces a tough fight in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, and suggests that he prefers to run against the former vice president. He says Joe Biden is not radical left enough to win Democrats. I think Biden would be easier from the standpoint you would have so much discussion from the party because it will make 4 years ago look like baby stuff. Noting the left had a tough time supporting crooked Hillary Clinton. He pointed out Democrats want a candidate who would veer more left than Sleepy Joe. They want to get in. They want the radical left. They want the left movement. He probably isn't there. And you'll probably have tremendous dissension, just like Hillary did. She had tremendous dissension with the Bernie people. But he acknowledged Sanders is struggling. It looks like Bernie is slipping. Trump said many of Bernie Sanders' supporters agreed with Trump on trade and would end up supporting him. One thing I do have in common with Bernie is trade, because he knows the world's ripping us off. And I've stopped it. I'm in the process of stopping it. He can never do what I'm doing now. He also commented that despite the firefighters union endorsing Biden, many of the members supported him instead. The firemen and women, they went crazy when they saw it. They went absolutely crazy because they're all going to be voting for me. And see, that's not a Trump exaggeration. I know so many firemen, and all of them are Donald Trump fans. I know so many policemen. All of them are Donald Trump fans. So it's not an exaggeration to say that most, if not, you know, certainly many, but quite possibly in many cases, most union employees are strong supporters of President Trump, while the union leaders all hate Trump. And then one more Trumpism. Trump campaign response, New York Times report, finally admitting Obama administration spied on him as campaign. On Tuesday, the New York Times dropped a bombshell revealing that Stephen Harper's assistant, Azra Turk, who met with Papadopoulos in September of 16, was actually an FBI investigator posing as a sexy assistant to Harper. Trump campaign foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos, who's been on the show, traveled to London in September of 16 after he received a strange request via email for a meeting with Stephen Harper, Cambridge professor with CIA connections, to discuss foreign policy. Harper sent Papadopoulos an email offering him $3,000 to travel to London and write a policy paper about Cyprus, Turkey, and Israel, because Papadopoulos was working in the Israeli energy business and had an extensive amount of knowledge in that field. Enter the spy posing as a sexy assistant. Stephen Harper's assistant, Azra Turk, who Papadopoulos referred to as a honeypot, said she flirted with him and directly asked him if the Trump campaign was working with Russia. And then Donald Trump this afternoon, his campaign, released the following statement. Our statement from Pascal on the Obama-era spying on the real Donald Trump campaign, and then they forwarded you to a Twitter site to find it. In any case, Trump was, in fact, being spied on. So here's that American injustice I said I get to. An admitted child rapist gets no jail while a cancer patient faces years for cannabis use. And this is the byline, is Watertown, New York. If you ever feel that the state has your interests in mind when they provide their mandatory protection through the system of law enforcement, consider the following scenario. Shane Pichet, a school bus driver, pleaded guilty to raping a 14-year-old girl who rode in his bus. He lured the child to his home after school where he gave her alcohol before raping her. He admitted to the facts of the case, yet the legal system, which is ostensibly in place to protect society's most vulnerable, didn't give him anything more than a slap on the wrist. He will spend the next 10 years on probation, but won't see a single day behind bars. Wow. I wish Shane Peach would have received time in jail for the harm he caused to my child. He took something from my daughter she will never get back and has caused her to struggle with depression and anxiety, the victim's mother said after hearing the judge's ruling. Here we have a man who admitted to luring a child to his home, drugging her with alcohol, and then raping her. He will not spend a day in jail. Meanwhile, entirely innocent people have harmed no one, but have been caught with a plant or being thrown in cages by the hundreds of thousands. Adam Wanko is one of those people. He's a 48-year-old cancer patient who had a medical marijuana card to legally possess cannabis when he was pulled over and thrown in a cage for having marijuana wax. I don't know if I'd be alive right now if I didn't have it, Wanko said. My doctor was going to cut me off of treatment because I lost 80 pounds over a period of weeks and I was emaciated. Luckily for Wanko, cannabis gave him back his appetite, so he was able to gain weight and continue the chemo. The plant is arguably responsible for saving Wanko's life, yet he was thrown into a cage for having it. The cop asked me if I had any drugs in the car, and I gave it to him after he was pulled over, thinking he was well within his rights to have this substance. So he handed his medical card to the cop, told him about the marijuana. I knew that he was going to want to see that. Wango confirmed it was cannabis oil, explained he picked it up from a medical marijuana dispensary. When he came back, he informed me, meaning the cop, he informed me he was going to arrest me for possession of a narcotic. I thought he was joking at first, but he never said just kidding. This public servant, hell-bent on protecting society from dangerous cancer patients who would dare use a plant to help them through battling cancer, just knew he had to take Wango off the street, so he arrested him. Because he was going broke paying for his chemo, Wango could not afford to pay his bail, and he nearly died in jail. I wasn't able to see my doctor or go to treatments. My dose of chemotherapy took 3 days to administer to me, and I did it once every 3 weeks. I was telling them, look, I've got this condition. But they weren't sympathetic to that. Luckily, after 2 weeks, a friend found Wango in jail, paid his bail to get him out. But last year, he was convicted for possessing the wax, and he now faces several years behind bars, scheduled to be sentenced later this year. Wow. Other folks just like Wango have been sentenced to several years for similar offenses. So it's very likely he will be locked in a cage, as they put it, for years, for using a plant that saved his life. And we call this justice in the land of the free. So pedophiles get off scot-free, and those trying to heal themselves with natural medicine are kidnapped, jailed, and killed, all because of a God-given plant and its healing properties. And you, by the way, me, Wayne Root, let me tell you something. I hate drugs. I've never smoked pot in my life. I hate the smell of pot. I can't stand it. I can't stand people that sit around smoking pot all day. I believe pot kills ambition. Anytime kids smoke pot, they're just losers who sit on the couch all day and eat food, get fat, and never get straight A's in their lives. They get straight D's. Pot's bad. But when it comes to medical marijuana, first of all, it's freedom. You can do what you want to do in this country as long as you don't hurt me. As long as you don't get in a car and kill anybody. I got no problem with it. But number two, when it comes to medical marijuana, it kills pain. And it brings back appetite. And he had every right to use it. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified, natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
O'Reilly. If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to or makes squealing noises when you brake, shop the Spring Brake Deal Savings Event at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Don't miss the Spring Brake Deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle for the retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. Use my promo code USA.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. War Now on USA Radio Network. Sponsor of this segment of the show, My Doctor Suggests. I've talked about them for a long time now, 3 years now. I've been using their silver lozenges, and I've never missed 1 minute on the air due to cold. I've never had a cold in 3 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the air due to a sore throat. Never had a sore throat. Never missed 1 minute on the air due to a hoarse voice. I always have a hoarse voice, but not bad because of My Doctor Suggests. Before that, I had major problems. So it saved me. It turned my voice into a workhorse. I spend thousands of hours a year on the air, and I never lose my voice. But now they've got all kinds of other products that help you if you have gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida. My good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something I know will be right for you. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. So many people suffer from health concerns that I know My Doctor Suggests can help you with. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products. My voice has been saved by their silver lozenges. I haven't had a cold in 3 years. I haven't had brain fog. I used to have that. And I used to have what I think leaky gut syndrome. A lot of people don't know what that is, but it means every time you eat, you kind of get bloated, you feel funny, you feel fatigued, you get brain fog, your stomach's upset, all gone. And daily I get calls from my viewers, not calls, emails really, from my viewers, thanking me for turning them on to My Doctor Suggests, because I don't give out my phone number on the air, I give out my email on the air. So I've gotten I've had a lot of conversations on email with my viewers and listeners on USA as well, thanking me for turning them on to My Doctor Suggests and talking about the difference it's made in their lives. Join me and thousands of people have experienced the positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. I look forward to hearing the success you have using their alkaline structured silver and gel. So the two key products now are the alkaline structured silver liquid and the gel. You put it on your skin. It's amazing. They've even got one that's like a high dose of alkaline silver and also a high dose of aloe vera. It's amazing on the skin. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. Someone just sent me an email that they burned their hand really badly on a hot stove, and they put this stuff on, and it never, ever came out into anything bad. It just, like, disappeared. The pain was searing, and by the evening, the pain was gone. There was nothing on their hand but a red spot, and the next day it was gone. Amazing stuff. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. Use the promo code ROOT and save 20% off. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/ROOT. mydoctorsuggest.com/ROOT and use the promo code ROOT and save 20% off. So a former CIA officer says, arm yourself. Violence by the left will worsen in the next 2 years. Kevin Michael Shipp, 63, is a former CIA officer with 6 awards. He worked in counterterrorism, counterespionage, interrogation, internal investigation. He has a BS in biology, a master's degree in forensic psychopsychology from the Defense Academy for Credibility Assessment. After he retired from the CIA, he became a whistleblower about the CIA and the deep state in books like In from the Cold and From the Company of Shadows. In an April interview in USA's Watchdog, he urges Americans to exercise their Second Amendment rights by arming ourselves because he expects in the next year or two the violence of what he calls the dark left is going to increase to the point where it's going to be very, very bad. There are going to be beatings and probably shootings and shooting at police. And the reasons for the increasing violence from the dark left, he says, are, number one, their failure in removing President Trump from office. Number two, the left is waging a covert civil war. Schiff says we have a not so covert civil war going on right now that has been brewing for over 60 years. We have the dark left, and the DNC is fully involved with all their congressmen and senators. There is a Marxist movement within the DNC that's in control right now. You can match up the progressive goals with the Marxist documents, and you can see they're one and the same. They have to change and eliminate the Constitution. They want to change the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Second of all, they despise and are targeting Christianity because Christianity underlines the Constitution and is mentioned in the Declaration of Independence. That's their second target to destroy. The third target is the founding principles of America. That's our culture. They have to destroy those three things if they're going to overturn our Constitution and turn us to a global Marxist government. It's not the party of JFK. It's now a Marxist party and an umbrella for every victim, twisted and perverted group that has nowhere else to go. This is a mortal blow to the Democratic Party when these things come out. And number three says the left will be unmasked as President Trump declassifies documents. Schiff predicts these declassified documents and the resulting indictments will be the death knell for the Democratic Party, the death knell for taking over our Constitution and culture. And they will bring up violence, and Americans need to arm themselves and protect themselves against that. Schiff also believes Trump will win re-election in 2020. You know, it just sounds to me like this guy, Kevin Schiff, listens to my show every day and watches my show on Newsmax. Because that's kind of what I say every day. Democrats are communists. There will be indictments. Trump will win an electoral landslide in 2020 and get yourself a gun. It's the Wayne Root philosophy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Baltimore's embattled Democratic Mayor Catherine Pugh submitted her resignation on Thursday amid state and federal investigations into whether she used bulk sales of her self-published children's book to disguise kickbacks. Her attorney, Stephen Silverman, reads a statement on her behalf.
Baltimore deserves a mayor who can move our great city forward. I want to thank all of our department heads and staff who work hard every day.
The ringleader of a failed al-Qaeda plot to bomb the New York City subway in 2009 is a free man. Najibullah Zazi faced life in prison for plotting a suicide bomb attack in the New York City subway, timed to coincide with the 8th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. On Thursday, prosecutors said his substantial cooperation with the U.S. government to locate other al-Qaeda operatives should warrant time served, and the judge agreed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nuriva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nuriva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nuriva, N-E-U-R-I-V-A.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. I don't know. I've never been a Star Wars guy, but Chewbacca, the guy who played Chewbacca, is dead at the age of 74. I don't even know him. I've really never heard of him, but anytime anybody dies, it's kind of sad. So I'm sad to hear the guy who played Chewbacca is dead. 74 years old. He still lived a relatively long life. So my condolences to him and his family. Advertisers. Tangible Investments, sponsor of this segment of the show. What do I need to say? Not much. Golden credibility, 35 years in business, over 2 billion in transactions, discount gold, silver, and precious metals. Everyone needs gold and silver in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control. Everybody needs wealth insurance, and why not buy it from a company with credibility and integrity, a company that's friends with Wayne Allen Root, a company that's friends with the conservative movement, a company that thinks like you do and supports the conservative movement. And why not buy it at a discount? It's all at Tangible Investments. While you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. You don't have to buy anything. If you qualify, it's yours free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions over 35 years in business, and they can show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Right now we've got Megan Barth with us. Her website is ReaganBabe.com, and we welcome her to the show. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, doing well, thank you. Good to be with you.
So, you know, there's that famous saying from the Holocaust, first they came for the Jews, and then they came for this, and then they came for that, and eventually when they came for me, there was no one left to protest. And I think that applies very well to what's happening with Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and every single thing you could think of, every single social media you could think of is banning conservatives. And so there are people out there laughing and going, ha, 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 who cares about Laura Loomer? Who cares about, you know, this guy or that guy, Paul Joseph Watson or Alex Jones? But if they can ban you for the words you put out because they don't like them, then they can ban me and Megan and anybody else. So everyone needs to understand how terrible this is. It's a violation of our rights. It is trying, you know, they're trying to destroy and purge and ban and censor conservatism out of business. And they're doing a damn fine job, unfortunately. I want to get Megan's takes on Facebook announcing the latest purge of dangerous people. Laura Loomer, Milo, Paul Joseph Watson, and Alex Jones are all banned.
Yeah, I'd like for Facebook to explain how Laura Loomer is dangerous. I'd like Facebook to explain how Milo Yiannopoulos is dangerous. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars. I want to know how those people are dangerous. So you're telling me that words have all of a sudden been weaponized? How are words dangerous? And why aren't the words of Antifa dangerous? Why aren't the words of the Democrats who are calling us Nazis dangerous, which nearly got Steve Scalise and a dozen other Republicans assassinated on a baseball field in Virginia? And so we have these fascists, that Facebook, the fascist book, as I call it, that is going to decide what is offensive, going to decide what words we can or cannot use, and it's based on their political ideology. This is fascism straight up. Isn't our new country going to be so great when we can't say anything and then we're demonetized into a platform that perhaps, what, jailed? Is that next? Is the gulags next? Because that's exactly what history shows us to be true. And so what's happened to Laura Loomer today, Milo Yiannopoulos, this was another firing squad that wasn't on a Virginia field, but was in tech against conservative thought and speech. This is a direct assault on the First Amendment, and this is what we should be having hearings about, not some hokey hearing that never wants to have, whether it's with Bill Barr or on white supremacy. We don't hear these types of hearings, nor do we see these types of bans when it comes to Antifa, because they are the paramilitary arm of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, it's not a good situation, no question about it. And it's a very scary situation for me because, you know, how do you make money? How do you live? How do you survive as a conservative talk show host if they're going to ban you, if they're going to censor you, if they're going to blacklist your advertisers, if they're going to demand everybody leave you, if they're going to make sure that you have no way to make money on social media, if they're going to make sure you can't sell your books? Very, very scary.
Correct. Exactly. This is book burning next. Wayne, written plenty of books. Which books would they like to burn of yours?
All of them. All of them.
Of course. Of course. And so you see how the deflection is when they're calling us Nazis and when they're calling us fascists and when they're calling us Hitler? That is projection. That is reflection, because that's exactly who they are modeling their technological companies after as far as the suppression of free speech, and the Democrats are on the take. Jerry Nadler is one of the largest recipients of the tech lobby. Google is his largest sponsor. Facebook is second. Same with Nancy Pelosi. They are paid to censor.
Right.
They wanted the fairness factor 10 years ago. Well, guess what? Now they have tech companies doing their bidding for them, which they can't get through legislation. We need to strip the commercial clause from their protection as a legal loophole, and they need to be treated not as an arbiter of a press, but as an agent of information.
Well, look, here's my problem, okay? Liberal billionaires are willing to spend their money, you know, to build the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Instagrams and the YouTubes and everything else out there. And there are lots of conservative billionaires. Why is nobody competing with them? Why isn't there a conservative version of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram? Or, you know, I know there's a few that have tried, but they're little money BS nothings. Why isn't someone like the Koch brothers, why isn't, I can't even think who all the billionaires are, but there's plenty of billionaires.
Peter Thiel would be a fantastic person, even cooperating with Dell, you know, Michael Dell. I mean, there are a lot of people that are actually libertarian-minded and actually constitutionally-minded. They don't want to abridge the First Amendment. But if they're coming after our Second Amendment, why do we think that the First Amendment would be safe, or any amendment thereafter, specifically the Fourth? I mean, they've already weaponized the NSA. You don't think that the tech companies are weaponized? Apple is basically running a news organization. You know, this is the thing, or Amazon is running a news organization, as well as Apple now is entering the fray. Apple's a little bit better than Amazon, but Amazon's got a hold of the Washington Post. And where do all the leaks come out of? The Washington Post. Where does the sabotage come out of? The New York Times and Washington Post. It's a deliberate attempt to vilify conservative thought and censor it.
All right, let's move on to other topics. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh resigns amid FBI state investigations into her whole Healthy Holly book scandal. She's received over 800,000 in book sales. All right, so look, I've written 12 books, or maybe I've written 11. I'm on number 12 right now. I've written it, but I mean, it's not out yet. So my 12th book comes out this October, Trump Rules. And I'm a witness, Megan, that you can't make that kind of money selling books unless, you know, you're Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Obama's wife, Michelle. Other than the top names in the entire world, nobody makes $800,000 off book sales. So I don't know much about this scandal. I hope you can educate me. How does an unknown person, a mayor of Baltimore, who cares? Never heard her name in my life. No one outside Baltimore has ever heard of Catherine Pugh. How did she make $800,000 in book sales? What's the scandal here?
Well, first of all, Catherine Pugh has been in the news for quite some time, specifically after she replaced the former Baltimore mayor, which basically said, give them space to burn down the city. You know, give them space to destroy. She followed up again with Nation of Islam behind her. She is nothing but a political opportunist. She abused her power in the office in order to enrich herself through her power and through her power of office. And as a, I believe, a chairman or something, a chairperson of a hospital, and forgive me, I don't have the article in front of me, she was able to basically bilk $800,000 out of these arrangements that she used with her political connections. And that's how she lined her pocketbooks. Let us, you know, not forget that this same moron, when this story first broke, she all of a sudden claimed to have be sick, and now she's got pneumonia. So she's had pneumonia for about 7 weeks. I'm surprised she's not in the hospital, but this is like the fraud fever, right? She must have contracted that because she's broken the law. Obviously, the FBI raided her offices, and I'm not sure yet, but I haven't checked. Did she submit her resignation, or does she still have pneumonia and is unable to speak?
I don't know, but I still don't understand how she made $800,000. Have you figured out she made
it? She used her political connections with the hospital and inflated book sales and basically passed them through. I'm sure they're going to find warehouses of quote-unquote sold books that, you know, she basically ran through the political connections that she had through a variety of charities and hospital organizations.
So she got the donors to buy the books, I guess, is what it comes down to. You know, she get a hospital to buy. I could get a hospital if I was working with that hospital and they were liberal and I was liberal. I could say buy $200,000 worth of my books and then give them out free to every patient. That's what she must have done. It's amazing how only liberals can do this. You know, conservatives can never do it because we're not friends of big government. We're not friends of big corporations. We're not friends with lobbyists. We don't have anybody who's got that kind of money to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a book. And the only way you could ever get someone to spend hundreds of thousands on a book is if you're the mayor of a town and they need you to pass key legislation that makes them millions of dollars so they'll spend $200,000 on a bunch of books and you get rich and it doesn't look like a scam, but it's absolutely a scam. It's bribery to get your vote. That's what it is. So
yeah,
no wonder.
Baltimore Burns still has the highest murder rate. She's just too busy raising the money illegally to care about the, you know, the blood on the streets of her town.
All right. When we get back, we'll talk to Megan about the Venezuelan crisis and a Rabbi Goldstein at the White House who says to President Trump, "You were the first person who began my healing at the National Day of Prayer." We have Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein. We'll be right back. More with Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll have Megan Barth when we get back. ReaganBabe.com. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Breaking news. North Carolina Muslim is arrested at the Charlotte airport for aiding and abetting ISIS. Another migrant showing his gratitude for citizenship in the United States. A man has been arrested at the Charlotte International Airport on Tuesday. Well, it wasn't. It's breaking news, as in it's out now, but it happened on Tuesday. Today is Thursday, so obviously it didn't just happen moments ago. But he was en route to the United States from Pakistan. His name is Waqar ul Hassan. He's been charged with two counts of making a false statement involving terrorism stemming from two interviews with FBI agents in May and October 2015. According to an affidavit filed in federal court on Tuesday, Hassan has ties to and provided or attempted to provide financial support to both ISIS and a Pakistani terrorist group called Yaish-e-Mohammed, more commonly known as JEM, JEM. His family moved to the United States from Pakistan in 1999, settling in Brooklyn, New York, before moving to Virginia. Hassan, the complaint said, is a naturalized American citizen who also retained Pakistani citizenship. During an interview with FBI agents, he told agents he did not support any terrorist groups or extremists and did not know anyone who was a member of a terrorist or extremist group. Separately, during an interview with agents, the complaint said he told agents he never tried to send money to Syria for ISIS and that he never asked a certain individual about sending money to ISIS. Federal prosecutors allege both statements were false and both were made after Hassan had been advised it was a crime to lie to the FBI. So, I mean, there are lots of people in our country that are a danger to our country, and I'm with President Trump. You need to secure your border. You need strong walls. Walls make for good neighbors. You need, you know, all kinds of rules and regulations. You need extreme vetting. You need to cut out all the nonsense where a person that gets in can bring their entire family, like this guy. Maybe he brought his whole family in. Maybe there's 50 relatives, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews. No, it should be based on talent and skill. And if you have money in the bank, and if you can start a business or buy a home that creates good things for the American economy, you get in. But not if you have no talent, you don't speak English, you're just related to Joe Blow, you don't get in. So we got to change these rules. We're back with Megan Barth. Her website's Reagan Babe and MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, welcome back to the show.
Well, I want to know how Muhammad made his money. How did he make this money over in America? What was he doing? Was he working for the government? Maybe he was part of the Anwan Brothers Network that basically bugged and downloaded a bunch of information, top secret information from 15 Democrat senators. I'd like to know more about his Pakistani ties and how deep they go.
Well, I understand, but Megan, he could have just been selling donuts at a donut shop or bagels at a bagel shop. You know, he may have had a very normal job, but behind the scenes, he was aiding and abetting ISIS. So you don't know what their cover is.
All right.
Who knows?
I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know.
All right.
I mean, the last time we were basically attacked were by, you know, IT consultants that were never screened for security, named the Alon Brothers and their entire family, and they had access to the most sensitive information of our senators and congressmen.
It's scary, but we need extreme vetting. We've got to be careful who gets in this country. You can't let anybody in. Let's talk about Venezuela in the time we have left, because more clashes in Caracas. Not just clashes, but crashes. They've got armored vehicles smashing and crashing into, you know, protesters and killing people, running them down and killing them. And the question is the U.S. about to intervene? And I'd like to know what someone like you thinks about that. Should the U.S. intervene?
Yeah, I really don't want a military response. I don't want an armed response. I don't want our men or women going over there necessarily. I'm watching to see that the people rise up and that actually they know we have U.S. support is much better than what Barack Obama did to the Iranian Western Revolution, the Green Movement, where he just simply ignored the cries for the U.S. to pay attention. But yet he funded the Muslim Brotherhood when he overthrew Mubarak. And so I think we just need to watch it closely. I think that the Venezuelans have had enough. However, we have to remember that guess who disarmed them? Yes, Maduro. So the Venezuelan citizens don't have firearms. They don't have guns. They aren't equalized in their power, and that's exactly what the Democrats here want to do. In a tyrannical government, the first step is to disarm your citizenry. That's what Maduro did years ago. That's what the Democrats want to do here. But, you know, we've been watching this now for how long? That Venezuela basically spiral into collapse, whereby they were the citizens were eating pigeons on the street for food and finding, you know, food in garbage cans. And so we cannot let what I've heard as referred to genocide go on. This isn't massive genocide. We haven't seen hundreds of thousands of people killed. But what we are seeing is an absolute abuse of power, specifically with a network of like Iran, Cuba, and Russia. Aiding and abetting Maduro.
All right, and very last thing we could touch on, we just in the few seconds we have left, is just we go from Megan mentioning the very important point that Venezuelans were disarmed by the government, that wonderful thing called gun control, before they decided to run them over and shoot them and kill them and stab them and torture them and turn it into a communist country where everyone starves and eats out of dumpsters and drinks sewage. Before that happened, they disarmed them. I want to move quickly to the San Diego synagogue in Poway. The rabbi was at the White House today for the National Day of Prayer, and it's obvious that he has great affection for President Trump. And the reason why more people didn't die is because he had a border guard there, a border agent who was armed.
And who said a good guy with guns is what you need to stop a bad guy with a gun. And if any of you want to watch this National Day of Prayer, specifically what this rabbi said, it's a five-minute video. They can go to ReaganDave.com and watch it. It is one of the most riveting 5 minutes. He refers to Trump as a mensch, and he said he only began to heal when Trump called him. And,
all right.
And the rabbi himself had bandaged hands because he had his fingers blown off. And
he had 2 fingers shut off. No, good guy. He continued his sermon with the fingers shut off. This guy is unbelievable. Superman, super Jew. Megan Barth, Wayne Allyn Root. Thanks for coming on, Reagan, babe.
Anytime, Wayne.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, right back at you with Newsmax TV starting in 3, 2, 1.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ooh.